Okay, so yesterday we pretty much finished talking about the halachas of someone who ate meat and now wants to go eat something that's milchiks. How long does he have to wait? L'chadchila, b'dievet. There's one more shaila which comes up, is the shaila of chinuch. When do you start making your kids wait 6 hours? When not? So there are many poskim that talk about, you know, that say, you know, from the age, sort of Chaim Kanievsky, the bringing up from Chaim Kanievsky, they should be makbid all the time, that and kids that they should wait six hours, and there are those who said an hour, and those who said, you know, let's start with, depends on the age of the kid, first of all. The halacha is that you're not allowed to give a kid isser biyadayim. So isser means if he's eating meat and milk together, that's an isser deraisa, or at least if it's cooked together. If it wasn't cooked together, it's only an isser derabanan. So safina biyadayim, you're not allowed to give a kid even an isser derabanan, unless it's the teivas of the kid. So obviously most people are all machmir that we're not going to give the kid meat and milk together, unless, you know, it's achanas nefashis that they need it. Now the question is, okay, when do we start making them wait? So really it depends on the age of the kid. From the age 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, you have to know your kid, you have to know if your kid is able to control themselves. Some kids like dairy more than meat, some kids like more meat more than dairy, and if you're gonna tell them that they can't eat, they're not gonna eat anything and they're not gonna get nutrition. So what the standard is that number one is if they just ate meat, so you should either at least have them drink something or wash their mouth out, have them eat, let's say, a cracker or something, because you have to have a kinuach v'adacha. I mean, kinuach means to eat something hard that can get the stuff that's out from in between the teeth. And adacha means that they should wash out their mouth, have something to drink. That's the chatchila. Now, if the kid doesn't want to do that, obviously you don't have to force them, because there is no chiyuv on the kid, be'etzem, to wait. What I did, just because I heard from, I think, with Gusman, who said it, and it was very made a lot of sense, is that from the age, I think it was, it's either 6 or 7, between a boy and a girl, you start making them wait an hour, and then each year you add on an hour, because there's two things that I think you gain from it. Number one is that slowly the kid realizes, okay, now I got to start waiting, and also each year he feels like a little bit, you know, okay, I'm getting older, you know, this year I waited 1 hour. Okay, now next year, oh, it's my birthday. My kids always told me, and now it's my birthday. Now how much do I have to wait? They look at it as a privilege that now I have to wait longer instead of forcing it upon them, saying, "Oh, you got to wait." You know, and this way makes it easier for them. And slowly but surely, they realize, okay, by the time I'm bar mitzvah, by the time I'm 13, I'm going to be waiting 6 hours. By the time I'm 12, I'm going to be waiting 6 hours. And this way, it's margal them slowly but surely to do it. Obviously, me'ikar adin, again, they shouldn't be eating one right after another. You should have them wash out their mouth and eat something hard, like a cracker or something like that. Again, if fighting over it, you don't do. The reason why also it's not kedai to start with 6 hours is that generally when you start with something with a kid, it's not such good chinuch to backtrack. Like if you already start saying, okay, we're going to be makbid on this kid waiting the X amount, and all of a sudden you see that it's just not working out, you don't want to start with 6 and then all of a sudden, okay, now I got to, you know, start lowering it or whatever it is. So therefore, the best is to see each, obviously up until 6 to know your kids. And even at 6, where it could be, you know, a kid at 6 years old, it's still hard for them to wait an hour. So, you know, every person has to know their child and see how to work it out, that it's not, you know, it's not difficult for them. They don't look at it as a burden. Okay, so that's the halacha if you ate meat and now you're going to go eat cheese. What about if you ate cheese or you drank milk and now you want to eat meat? So me'ikir adin mechaber rama, straight out, ate cheese, you ate meat, cheese, now you want to eat meat, wash your hands, wash out your mouth, eat a hard piece of cake or whatever, it doesn't have to be a hard cake, but eat a piece of cake or something like that will get anything out from in between your teeth, and now you can go eat meat. Straight up, no bracha achroina, no nothing, within the same suda. That's me'ikir adin according to the mechaber and the rama. You don't even need a bracha achroina. There is a minig, which a lot of people, I'm sure, are knowing, that they wait a half an hour. And the minute comes from the Lashon of the Zohar, where the Zohar says that a person should not eat meat or milk B'suda sasha achada u'b'shaita achada. In one suda, the lashon of shaita doesn't have to mean an hour, but in one period of time. Close enough period of time. So there, you know, everyone has their taich on what does shaita achada mean. Does it mean an hour? Does it mean a half an hour? Some people say it means an hour because it says in the lashon shah. Some people say it means a half an hour because it means samuch, you know, close enough to an hour. L'maisa, it's interesting to note the Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Shavuos, we see it didn't hold of a half an hour. Because when he's talking about eating the two breads for the Shavuos meal, that you're eating a milchiga bread and you're eating a fleshiga bread, he says you eat the milchiga bread first, and then you do kinuach v'adacha, and then you eat the flesh and you eat fleshik. So he doesn't say anything about waiting a half an hour, anything about benching. So you see that the Mishnah Brura did not hold of this waiting in half an hour. So that's a good point. The Paiskim say that if you waited in half an hour, then that takes care of kinuach v'adacha.
I agree with the half hour. Kinuach v'adacha.
So that's true, but even if you did kinuach v'adacha, according to the Zohar, you would also have to wait. That's the pashtus. I mean, the shaita, the zman, takes a way that you don't have to do kinuach v'adacha. But you would have to pass this through kinuach v'adach, but you'd have to wait at least a half hour according to the Zayin. Now, what about milk? We mentioned there's a rashash in Chulin which says that after drinking milk, you don't have to wait at all. I mean, someone drinking coffee, they don't have to wait at all. They can eat meat right afterwards. Again, this depends on the minig. I know that my minig in my family was to wait. So you know, everyone has to know what their minig is, and accordingly, that's what you would wait. Now, there's a big Nidoin in the Paiskim, what's the status of hard cheese? Because the Ramah brings down that for hard cheese, you have to wait 6 hours. It's just like meat. So he just mentions the lashon of hard cheese. The Shach over there says that it's got to be cheese that was aged 6 months. Without it being aged 6 months, doesn't have a status of hard cheese. The Taz goes even further and says, even that's not hard cheese. Hard cheese is where it's so old that you have worms coming out of it. Now, there's supposedly a delicacy in, I think it's some Swiss cheeses, where they get so old that worms are created from the fermenting of the cheese, and there are literally worms in the cheese. There's a mechaber that talks about whether you're allowed to eat those worms, if it's considered a sheretz ha'aretz or not, because it was created within the cheese and never went on the ground. The question is, if it goes onto the plate, off the cheese, is that already getting status of the sheretz?
Like moldy cheese, like you buy those cheeses.
Yeah,
moldy.
Right. Those type of cheese. Those cheeses are for sure aged 6 months. So
they don't necessarily have the worms. So.
Right, they don't have the worms. Cheese, so yeah. But there are
cheeses. They have like holes in them.
Yeah, but I think that they just make it for the, you know, the steak. But there are in Switzerland, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's illegal in most countries. It's, you know, not so healthy. But I think in Switzerland there is a type of cheese like that. So that's what the Taz said. This type of cheese that you would have to wait for six hours. Lamaisa, most of the Paiskim, first of all, the OU says that they don't have any cheeses that are aged 6 months except for Parmesan cheese. And if you ever look on Ha'olam cheese, there on the bottom it says, on the label it says aged 6 months. There's two types of Parmesan cheese. There's one called Parmesan type cheese, and then there's real Parmesan cheese. Parmesan cheese, they have grated Parmesan cheese. It's like in a can. It looks like a spice bottle. Those are aged 6 months. So the OU just says that that's the only ones that are aged 6 months. Now, many Paiskim say that nowadays, even things that are aged 6 months, you don't have to wait 6 hours for. Rav Moshe is supposedly have said that. Because one of the criteria is that it has to be hard. And we don't find that those cheeses are hard. The Ben Ish Chai says that they used to have a hacksaw to cut the cheese. It was so hard. That type of cheese leaves a lingering taste in your mouth, the same way that meat leaves a lingering taste that you have to wait 6 hours for. But these type of cheeses, where they are aged 6 months, but there's no strong taste in your mouth, there are many Paiskim that say that you do not have to wait 6 hours. Rav Moshe said it, Dayan Fisher said it, Rav Halberstam said it, that even cheese which are really aged 6 months do not have to wait 6 hours. And nowadays, most cheese which are aged are used with enzymes. They're not really aged 6 months. You can have, if you add certain types of enzymes, they can already have the taste in a month or whatever it is, as if it was aged 6 months. Now, there's a big shaila over here in Eretz Yisrael, in the Paiskim,
Not that it's 6 months done, it's just the stomach. Then it's the, having the properties of 6 months.
Pashtus, yeah, but Pashtus is not, it's not, that's not enough. Because even if it just has the properties, it doesn't really have that strong. First of all, Ramosha says that it has to be that one of the reason why it's 6 months is because number one, it's a strong taste. Even though the enzymes give it that taste, it could be that it's not as strong. And also the hardness of it is also the Prechadish wants to say that it has the same status as basar because it gets stuck in between your teeth. So you see, it's got to be a real you know, hard type of cheese that's going to get stuck in between your teeth.
And cheddar.
Cheddar also. I don't. I think from what I understand that even also is not aged 6 months.
I'm saying at least with the American like OU and Star K, so one says you should wait 6 hours.
It says on it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the Star K says no. You don't have
really, I didn't know that. I'll check it up.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I actually just recently saw a letter from the OU that says that they don't have. They wrote over
right.
there. They don't have anything under their hashgacha that's 6 hours. So it could be that they're machloikis, and it could be even the OU I think says Parmesan cheese. You don't even have to wait 6 hours.
Right? I was thinking, but I was thinking maybe that there's such a thing as cheddar style or whatever it is.
No, but I think the OU is Pashtus is makel even with the age 6 months. Parmesan, the Parmesan cheese that I saw was Ha'olam, which was KJ and
so
I don't know what
right.
else. But they probably are machmas 6 months if it was aged 6 months.
That's what
I was saying. Right. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, there seems to be a minig, a quote-unquote minig, I'm not sure who created the minig, but on Gavina Tzehuba, which is the yellow cheese, which is the Jerusalem cheese that they use on the pizza here, that they say you should wait 6 months, 6 hours for that, 6 months. So you should wait 6 hours for that. Supposedly, Rabbi Yashiv said that one should wait 6 months. I saw Rav Vosna also said that one should wait six hours after you eat this cheese. Even pizza, they said to wait 6 hours after you eat pizza.
Even melted
pizza. Rav Yashiv was machmir melted pizza. There is a Yad Yehuda which says that once you melt it, then you don't have to wait 6 hours even for hard cheese.
What's in this cheese?
Because they say that it's a strong tasting cheese and it lingers the time
so
lingers.
So it can have the hardness.
So they hold that as even if it doesn't have the hardness, as long as it has that strong taste, that's enough. I saw a letter from the letter that Rabbi Yashiv himself wrote. He's not really machria. He
wrote
what all the pizza here. But Rabbi Yashiv is funny.
He tries to have cheese basically.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say. So one second. So according to Rabbi Yashiv, they say that. He writes in his letter, there's the Prechadosh who says it has to be 6 months, and there are others who say that it's totally in the time. And that's how he ends his tshuva. He doesn't say what you should do. So people took from that tshuva that he means to say that you should be machmir. And he used that there's, and Pashas, that's what he did mean. But that's what many Paiskim say. I remember hearing from this in Kaplan, I think he said that there were three different shmuas from Rav Shlomo Zalman. One time he said, You have to be machmir. You should be machmir. You don't have to. I don't remember exactly all the three lashonos, but al kapanim, from what I understand, is the prevalent minig is that people, especially for sure amongst Americans, is that we don't wait 6 hours after eating pizza, and especially there are many even Israeli poskim. Dayan Fisher was making, Rav Halberstam was making. Rabbi Berkowitz also told me that there's nothing that he would hold that you have to wait 6 hours for. The only thing is maybe Parmesan cheese, which was really aged 6 months. That I don't remember what he said about that. But that would be the only, they'd be only shayla of something to wait 6 hours for. The next thing, which I guess we'll discuss next time, is the shayla of making milchiga bread. There's halachas gemara psachim that ain loshim, you're not letting make the milchiga dough, which really means you're not letting make the bread. Because one could make a mistake and eat it with meat, then you can't make him fry sugar bread because you may eat it with milk. So now we're going to get into the shadows of the bakeries that put the stickers on it, and it says chalavi. Does that work? Is it necessary to write it on the muffins and all the different things that the pizza shops do it on?
Different shapes.
Yeah, different shapes and all these type of things. We'll Bez Hashem discuss next time.